Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with R. Mills.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Nightcap, and we got a new studio today.
Yeah, we do.
Nice and spacious. Nice and spacious today. But we're going to go right into it. We're not even going to play around. I was on Instagram the other day, just scrolling through, and I saw Justin Bieber post something that was very interesting to me. Made me think. It was Tupac plus Michael Jackson equals Chris Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that. Tupac plus Michael Jackson equals Chris Brown. And I'm thinking about that. I'm like, huh. I'm not mad at the statement.
Okay.
But it's a bold statement.
It's huge. That's a huge statement.
So the moral of the story is, he was saying that Chris Brown is a living legend. And with that statement, I totally agree. Do you agree with that, Matthew? Oh, yeah, by the way, we do have Matthew in the studio today.
What's going on? I would have a question, though, before I
ask
answer
it,
that.
Ask it.
What would you consider a legend? Like, what's your definition of a legend?
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, I think Chris Brown is a great artist. He puts out bangers, you know, and, like, but, like, is that worthy of a legendary status? That's my question.
Okay, so when I think about a legend, I'm thinking about longevity.
Okay.
Popularity.
Okay.
What he brings to the table, like, is it something new that he brings to the table? Is it something that is easily replicated? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Relevancy.
Okay.
Consistent with the quality of music.
Facts.
That okay. They bring out.
Okay. With that definition, I mean,
undeniable.
I still have a hard time saying that.
Why?
I
feel what's your struggle?
I feel like his career, it's not as popular as we think it is because.
What do you mean?
Because I think that when that whole Rihanna thing, we gotta talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
The whole Rihanna thing put a blimp in his career. Like that kind of was just like.
It did. It definitely
you
like
know what I mean?
Put a roadblock in what he should have been. I feel like if that situation never happened, he would easily be Beyoncé status.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Why
not?
Because Beyoncé's on a next level. Like
okay.
If we're talking about
we could talk about
B real quick. I saw Homecoming and like I had goosebumps. Like it was
okay.
It
fair.
Was, you know what I mean? Like
okay,
she's
like, top tier.
She's like the Oprah.
She's like the Michael of this generation. Yes.
Oh,
let's try slip. Me. Try me.
Shit.
Think
you
about
know
it.
What? Well done. Wow.
Think about it. She's been out here.
True.
Since young.
True.
She's been consistent, relevant.
True. Fuck.
Still giving you hits.
You're right.
And still changing the game with every album that she drops.
That's true.
She's still running the game.
She is. She is the Michael of our generation.
And wow. Now, like, think about that.
That's huge.
You just told me that you watched Homecoming and you had goosebumps.
I did. It was
insane.
It was
amazing.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Like, and you name me out of all the artists out here that could do something like that to that level.
People could try. But they would never.
Taylor Swift tried.
No.
It looked like a complete mess.
I don't even mention her.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Sorry, we don't talk about Taylor Swift out here.
No, like she's okay. Well, we can't say no. Taylor's okay. Like she's fine for that demographic out there. We're not that demographic.
I'm still gonna pick Ariana Grande before Taylor Swift any day.
But that's because Ariana caters to us.
Who's us, Matthew?
Our demographic.
Okay.
Our population. Our generation.
Okay.
That's yeah. Like,
okay.
You know.
Continue.
But like, I think. I don't think if the Rihanna thing didn't happen, Chris Brown would be at that level.
Okay, I think if he's not at Beyonce status, he's like a tier lower. One tier.
Yeah, but that's still a tier.
It's still a tier.
But I don't know.
How so?
I don't know.
I just want you to understand that before that Rihanna thing, he was coming out with Double Mint gum commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He had movies.
Yeah.
He had hits.
He's been good.
On hits.
And I don't think
he still had the clean cut image.
It's true. I'm not denying his talent, because like I'm one of his biggest fans too. I'm not gonna lie, I can say it. You know, I love.
So
I
if
love
he, if you're his biggest fan, how is he not a living legend? Because he's been out here since 16.
I feel like he needs to have more on his list, on his roster, like on his
more what?
On more accomplishments, I guess.
What else do you need?
I think I'm looking for more. Like once you're a legend, I feel like you're the top.
Okay,
and like. Don't ask me this question because I feel like it's going to come. Okay. Don't ask me who's better than him.
Okay.
I can't think of somebody right now.
Okay.
But like.
That tells you a lot already.
100%. I just want you to know that. 100%. But I just feel like I can't admit it out loud that he is a living legend.
But what is the struggle though?
Okay. I think honestly the Rihanna thing did a huge, huge number on his career. That fucked him over. Right? I feel like he won't get the same awards as he should, the same recognition. Absolutely. As he should, and that's gonna
be his whole career.
Exactly. Like I'm gonna bring it up real quick. R. Kelly.
Okay.
He, to me, was a living legend.
Yeah.
But he lost, or he's going to lose, in my opinion, all of his
accolades.
Future accolades.
Okay. Because of the madness.
The scandal, the madness that's going on, right? Yeah. But we can't respect. But like to me, I'm gonna say it. If you guys want to hate me, R. Kelly, he put out music.
Undeniable hits.
Like he was before all of the drama. Like I understand that it was going on while he was making music, but like we didn't know that as a society, as the public.
Well, like, a lot of people knew about.
Well, like you
it.
Know he what I mean. But like he wasn't convicted.
No,
you know
get
what I mean.
Fair, fair,
and,
fair.
And he was still relevant. He was, you know, in everyone's good books. He was still making music.
I Believe I Can Fly.
You know,
he was still doing Space Jam soundtracks.
Exactly. Like he was still good. But now that all of this has come out, he won't get those lifetime awards. He won't get, because now we can't celebrate his success. We can't do that. And I feel like that's gonna be the same outcome.
We can't have no like BET honors.
No, we
like
can't.
That.
Like not even bigger than BET, bro. Like
yeah, Grammys.
Think, yeah, like
stuff
he won't
like
get those. You know how people have these awards named after him? He won't get that. He won't have that opportunity because of what's going down or, like, what's coming to light now. And I feel like that's what's going to jeopardize Chris Brown's career as well. Like, people can't – how do you give a Lifetime Achievement Award to a guy that allegedly or whatever beat up on a girl?
But he also did that at 19. So you're going to say that a man – or woman can't make a mistake at 19 years old. Think about when you were 19, how many mistakes that you have
100%,
done.
100%. But I'm not.
So we're gonna penalize
celebrity.
So fair, but we're gonna penalize the man because he's something he did at 19 years old.
We're penalizing. I don't want to get into this, but we're penalizing R. Kelly for something he did years ago.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like
fair.
I'm not saying that what he did was okay. I'm not justifying, but I'm saying, yeah, we're gonna penalize, or the society or the public will penalize him for something he did years ago. It doesn't matter if you were 19, and like it's the same thing. Like I don't know, tied into politics. When people run for president, they dig that shit up.
But let me ask you this question right now: Do you think if Chris Brown was white, it'd be totally different? Because if we're talking about all these rock stars in the 70s, you're going to tell me that they weren't doing anything? Huh? Let's just take a break right now.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's
let's go. let's get a music break in. This is All Mills. This is Matthew. And this is The Nightcap.
You know you live far, baby. I ain't got a car. Don't judge me because I'm on the bus. I grind so hard and I know your friends telling you to cut. But I'm on to something. Probably thought I storied up. Told you I'ma move you out. Now look, you like 40 stories up. So tell me how you feeling now. I know this gonna make you cry. No other nigga make you proud. Look, I appreciate you, I do. Tell me if you down. Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. Baby,
wasn't with me at all. When the precinct tried to come and get me, bail was like 150. Ain't wanna eat, my stomach empty. Love, I wanted plenty, couldn't get it. Boots too tight, them shoes couldn't fit it. Remember that life so vivid. Supposed to be my shorty, keep my balance on my pivot. Wasn't in the gym, I'll never score. That ain't just no metaphor. How you expect a meal when I couldn't even get a plate? I used to try to take you out, I couldn't even get a date. I'm too busy now, don't know when I'll be free, can't get a break. There's pounds of weed around reminiscing like I can't get an eight. We used to hop the terms down, now I might go pick up a Wraith. Leave you looking stupid, baby girl, now go pick up your face. In order for you to come up, you just gotta stay down. I got about the hood officer, I ain't in your way now. Called you 100 times the day they chased me through the playground. Even gave you a knot to go out of town on that Greyhound.
Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. What you dealing with? His and hers at the dealership. Now you smiling. Gon' catch a body when I'm killing it. I just love us grinding, sun's up, riding till I'm under. So tell me now, is you down for the come up? Riding my Honda, ride with it on her, hopping out the corner, body like Chabamba. Loyal to the bone, I'm a dog. She gang, yeah, I met her in the project. She my little mark, it's live with running from the law, watch for sirens. You know I'm around. Profit, the money in the bank, cash deposit. Oh, is you riding till the wheels fall off? Girl, I need to know. Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. Is you down for the come up? Cause you know you gon' wanna be around when my funds up. Baby girl, you know I'm out here grinding, believe it. Wish you was around me to see it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So we are back. We are going straight into it. I'm going to ask you the question again, Matthew. If Chris Brown was white, do you think he would be treated the same way that he's being treated right now?
I think race in the music industry
is a thing.
Is a thing.
Let's not try to act like
but,
it.
But I mean, race is a thing for in every
fair
stream of politics, like, you know, anything.
But the thing is, what you're saying, what you were saying before is,
yeah,
we are going to penalize Chris Brown for something that he did at 19 years old.
Went to rehab, he did his stuff. Well,
yeah,
know.
He did all that. Yeah, he did all those things.
You know, apologized. But
should we talk about all those 70s rock star bands that had their fair share of things that there were that were going on?
And that's the problem.
And probably just never came to light?
It's true. It's true. You're right. And I think that's because...
How is that fair?
It's not fair. It's not fair. But that's the ongoing fight that us black people will always have to deal with.
Okay.
In any aspect of the world. I guarantee you Kiss did some shit back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But Kiss is like the greatest of all time. No,
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. All these people.
Guns N' Roses. Guns, yeah.
Like all these people, I'm sure have done some shit back in the day, but never nothing came to light.
But they're always still going on farewell tours. They're still getting all their accolades. We're
facts.
People just act like nothing happened over there.
Facts. But I mean, what else can you do? That's the world that we live in, you know? Like that's just how society is. And like I said, that's an ongoing fight. We will continue to fight and we will always be fighting, I think, in my opinion. But I mean, that just means that we have to, and we've
do
always,
better?
We've always had
so
to.
So you're saying that no black artist can make mistakes at all. They can't live their life.
If they want a successful career, if they want to have that longevity, if they want that future, that Beyonce lifestyle, 100%. But like I
don't think that's accurate.
I think I mean
because you're gonna tell me, for example, a guy like Jay-Z, he has a lot of skeletons in his
100%,
100%. Past. But look what he's doing now.
100%. But that's what I'm saying. Once you get to that level, Okay. Not many people get to that level. Look at Michael. Even still to this day, they're still trying to tear his ass down. But, like, yeah. he was at that level where it's like, you know what? He wasn't convicted for anything, but, like, you know what? It's okay. It's Michael. That's what people are saying.
It's okay for what?
It's okay if he did what he did allegedly. That's what they're saying. People are like, they can get past that, right? Okay. Because he was at that level. And it's not, I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying that's just how it is. I don't think that Chris Brown is at that level where we can just excuse the Rihanna situation.
So, staying on the Michael Jackson thing, and we were talking about R. Kelly before.
Yes.
So, if people are saying, oh, if they can just look past the Michael Jackson madness, the scandals.
Yeah.
So, why do you think they can't look past the R. Kelly scandals?
They can't because nowadays, everything goes through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes through social media. And if you have...
Can I say the one thing?
Absolutely.
Do you think if R. Kelly was dead, he would be treated differently, the same, or...
I think it would be the same.
He would be canceled, basically, 100%. Is what you're saying.
But I also think that, knock on wood, not wishing death on him, but when he does die, I think that's when we can start looking back at the music. And we understand that he was sick. We understand that, like, you know,
he needed help.
He needed help. Right?
And nobody helped him. He had a bunch of enablers around him.
Exactly. He didn't have that support system, right?
The man couldn't read.
He couldn't.
His whole career, he couldn't read.
And he was making beautiful music, but I don't feel like the music society, the music world, should not necessarily have an opinion on that. But if your focus is music, you should focus on the music.
So you're saying you could separate the art from the person?
That's the infamous question. I personally can. And I'm not like a big time music person, but I personally can because of the fact that.
So then how, with you saying that, how is Chris Brown not a living legend?
Because it's not based off of that just alone. I think it's just because his accolades, I don't see them.
Accolades do you want him to have? He's had a Grammy. He's multi-talented. He's been in movies. Mm-hmm. He's had platinum hits, platinum albums.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do? He's worked with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? What does he need to do? You know what? I'm going to let you marinate on that one. We're going to go to our last music break. Matthew, I want to know.
All right.
What does Chris Brown have to do to get to that legend status that we're talking about?
Smooth killer, big gun, every driller. He said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer. Big gun, every driller. He said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer. Me, I'm not the pretty friend, that's okay. Wipe my hands from the H and the A. I've been in a trap bagging up all day. I'm tired, but the pack ain't done, so I stay. Mama's been bitching and moaning all day. Rent past due and we have bills to pay. Snakes in the grass always have something to say. Sick of the hate, made me want to run away. Big gun, every driller. He said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer. Every driller, he said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer. I'm tired of being broke, I'm tired of fake friends tryna diss me on the low. Tired of selling dope when I should be doing shows. I'm done with all the snakes and the fakes and the bullshit. Keep talking shit and you could catch a full clip. Chasing after meals, I ain't tryna be hood rich. House on the hills with a view of the beach. Life so nice, make it never go leave. Every driller, he said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer. Big gun, every driller, he said he liked the way me operate. Smooth killer, he a killer too, so I put him in a picture. Oh yeah, 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 smooth killer.
Matthew, was what does Chris Brown have to do to get to that legend status? Because right now I'm already saying that he's a living legend. He's been here since 16. He's giving you hits after hit after hit. He's helped out other artists. He's wrote for other artists. He's been in movies. He's won Grammys. He's a great dancer still.
Facts. I think, I don't know why I'm...
He's so good that he can't even be replicated. Who has come in the Chris Brown time that has been similar or anything like that? He's so good that you can't even copy him.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
How?
Okay. At one point, there was a conversation where it was like, Michael or Chris Brown's the new Michael. But then again, what about Neo? Neo was in that conversation. Don't make that face. He was in that conversation.
We're gonna compare Neo to Chris Brown?
You don't think Neo is
Neo's solid. Okay. But like when we're talking about longevity, we're talking about hits, we're talking about quality of song.
I think that's what's missing. I think I'm discrediting
Chris Brown.
I think I'm for his early years. Yeah, I think the young 16-year-old Yo, it was good. It was good. But that's not now.
So?
And I don't think
so. You're going to, just because it's not now, you're going to take away the history of Chris Brown?
And now I'm processing it. And I'm just like, I don't see that being the start of his career. I think when he grew up and he got more mature.
That was
the start of his career. I don't know. Like,
how's that fair? So you're erasing the start of his career and just making up whenever you want
his start of his career? I don't feel like it was. I mean, it was relevant back in the day. Like, we saw Bow Wow do the same kind of stuff. Okay. In the sense that, like, you know, he was the young kid.
Yeah.
We saw Lil Romeo. Like, we saw these young dudes doing it. And I feel like he got lost in that sauce.
How did he get lost? He was one of the top guys.
He was. But for me, I can still think of Bow Wow. I can still think of Lil Romeo. I put them in the same category. That's me.
Okay.
That's me. Right? But I don't... I think when Chris Brown started to grow... And develop his own kind of flair of life, then and music. I was like, okay, cool. Now I can respect you as an artist.
Couldn't respect him before? Why?
I didn't think that 16-year-old.
So you're not singing Yo? You're not singing Poppin'?
Okay.
Huh?
I'm singing it, but I mean, is that what's gonna make you?
Is that I know what, you got a man, but girl, he's slipping. Come on.
Is that what's gonna make him the great?
But that is a part of his discography.
Okay, it is.
How are you going to discredit his discography?
I'm not discrediting.
That's like saying, okay, so let me ask let's you. Not talk about Michael and that's the Jackson exactly, 5. That's let's not I'm talk asking, about but Off did the
that,
Wall.
But is that what made him successful? Is
Off
that,
the Wall was the if, catalyst to Thriller.
But when he was part of Jackson 5,
yeah,
is that the shit we're talking about now? Are we talking about that shit now?
Songs still get played.
Of course. They you will always play Yo. You will always play, you know, you will always play all
so
of
you're gonna,
early
so
stuff.
You're saying that you're discrediting the Jackson 5 era of Michael Jackson. Because he was the lead singer. He was the star.
But I'm talking about what are we talking about now? Like, what is going to be his tracks that are going to be like, this is why he's a legend. What are those tracks? Mm. It's not the Yo.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I see what
it's
you're saying.
It's not ABC Jackson 5.
So
it's
you're
gonna
saying...
be Off the Wall. It's going to be Thriller. It's going to be the Dangerous album. Like, it's going to be those things.
So you're saying he doesn't have standout songs.
Back then, when he was new, it's the same thing. Like, I'll even bring it up. Another young guy, Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, we're not really talking about Baby anymore. Okay. We're talking about, you know,
Baby is a classic.
That'll be a classic. I'm not denying that 100%. But I mean, that's not what's standing out. That's not what's gonna be, like, you know.
That's not gonna be their hit.
That's
their
not gonna be
lifelong
their
hit.
Staples.
Okay,
that's not gonna be their staples, and that's what I think. What I'm trying to say.
So you're saying that Chris Brown has no staple songs?
No, back for the early stuff. Now
you're saying
he does. And now.
So what would be his staple songs right now? That are going to be played 10 years, 15.
Oh, man. He's got a lot.
Okay, so
he's
then...
He's got a lot, but that's not...
But you're showing
not,
me that he's a living legend off of what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I feel like there's something missing from him, that accolade that's missing from him, to put him on on top.
Why? Is it because
I
he doesn't have...
see him...
Is, because,
think,
is it because he doesn't have a Thriller? Is it because he doesn't have an I Believe I Can Fly?
Yes. I think it's because he's not on that Beyonce status. If he's on that Beyonce status, then I could say, okay. Because let me ask you something.
Okay.
Kanye.
Okay.
Living legend, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. But
no question.
Why is Kanye on that level?
Because of the longevity, the creativity that he's brought into every album.
Exactly. But more importantly,
we're the hits that he has.
The hits.
The relevance.
Exactly. But we're still talking about Kanye.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard anything about Chris Brown?
Yesterday.
Why?
Chris Brown literally just put out a video and a new song, and he's gearing up coming out with his Indigo album just now. So you need to wake your ass up.
Okay, so you know what? I apologize. I missed out on that one.
Yeah, you did.
But you know what? I also still stand by what I say, because I feel like for me,
what I will say with what you're saying is I don't know what staple songs that Chris Brown will have 10 years, 15 years down the line that we're still going to be playing.
Okay.
That is the question that I have. And that's when I understand what you're saying.
Do you don't know what Chris Brown songs?
What Chris Brown songs now?
The real fans will always have those ones.
Which ones?
Like, we'll always
the Take
have,
You Downs?
Yes.
The Poppins?
We'll always have those tracks.
Okay.
Like, no bullshit?
Yeah.
That's
classic.
That's a classic right off the bat.
We're naming off these songs one by one. How is he not a living legend?
I think maybe.
What do you want?
Maybe.
Because you still never told me what you want.
Could be also his age. That's probably playing a factor for me.
Why?
Because let me ask you a question. Is Usher a living legend?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Absolutely. Though?
Because he had that those years. He's had the years of the, he had that longevity.
So you're saying you have to be a certain age to be a living legend?
Not necessarily certain age, but I feel like you maybe it is the age, I think.
But you if you started off early, how are you not?
Like I said, I'm personally, I'm discrediting the
That's not fair.
I think discrediting is the wrong word.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But I'm not taking into account of the early years.
Because so what
not,
year do you
to me that's not what's made him booming.
Okay,
that's
so not, let me ask you
that's
a question.
Put him on the map.
What album are you considering? Onwards.
Oh my god.
Let's go through it.
What album?
We got the first album was Chris Brown. Second album was Exclusive. Third album was Graffiti. That was the That was the rough Rihanna era. Then he came back with Fame.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Then
The real fans would still say Graffiti was huge.
No.
Bro.
We're going to have...
Crawl?
No.
Lucky Me?
I'm sleeping.
I need this?
I'm still sleeping.
Yeah, you're sleeping. Exactly.
No, I'm
you
sleeping.
You need to wake up.
That album wasn't that nice.
Sing Like Me, So Cold. That's what I'm saying. You should always have a fire album. And this, to me, is fire. I'm a huge fan of Chris Brown, but I don't think...
You're going
to
take Graffiti over Fame? Thank you. You're going to take Graffiti over the first album? Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're not discrediting. You're discrediting.
Yeah,
so you're going to take Graffiti over, let's say, X?
Graffiti was a fantastic album.
Fantastic?
I'll give you that.
Come on. Don't give me that because I don't want it.
I'll give you to you.
No.
You can have it.
I don't want it.
But that's what? Then what? What else? So we're just going to base his whole legendary career?
No, but you said you're discrediting his first. His first one. So when are you starting to credit him?
I start crediting him at...
Graffiti?
Nope.
Oh, Exclusive. Please. Exclusive.
Yeah.
So again, how is he not a legend? Because Exclusive
Hold on. You're saying Graffiti...
How many albums has he had now?
You think Graffiti was the best of all time?
No, I said that's... No, that's not my... That's... I don't like Graffiti at all.
You don't like Graffiti
at all. I think his best album was Fame.
Okay.
And I don't think it's... No, it's pretty close. But Fame was fire. Fame was fire. Undeniable 100%.
Fire. 100%. Because no bullshit was on it.
No bullshit was on it.
That's all you need. And then, like, you know, he threw out some...
Yeah, no, that song was fire. Beautiful People. Remember that song?
Oh, jeez.
You crazy?
That was huge.
Yeah, huge.
That was huge. You're right. And then even that one he did with JB, Next to You.
Yeah, solid song. Congrats. But again, you're proving my facts
for it.
On how in the world is he not a living legend?
Because
Fame came out years ago. I was in high school.
Yeah,
early high school.
But that's us.
Okay.
That's us.
Okay.
People who love, let's say people who love 112 or the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
They can name off all these songs that came out years ago.
Okay.
To us, they're relevant. We listen to them on repeat,
understand.
On a regular, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that.
You're gonna. What,
I don't think.
What
that,
are you saying? What are you saying?
I don't. I don't think that it's Beyonce level, and I think that's what it is. Once you reach Beyonce level, you're a living legend.
So let me ask you this question: since we're talking about Beyonce, is Rihanna a living legend?
No.
Wow.
Not yet, bro.
Wow.
Not yet.
Wow. How?
Where's Rihanna's homecoming?
Bro, what is, where give is her Rihanna, some time.
Give her time. Exactly. But she has time. There's no rush.
No, but here's the thing. From what she has done from now, mm-hmm. from before to now, mm-hmm. how is she not a living legend?
Because I feel like that title should be...
You have to be what? Plus 40?
No, you have to work for that shit, bro.
Okay.
You have to do...
You're going
to
tell me that Rihanna didn't work? Bro. She had an album out every year. I'm waiting. She's only Rihanna's taking a break now.
Show me Rihanna's Homecoming. I need to see status.
So you need to see it to understand. I need to see that. So just because you're not seeing it.
I understand the music. The music okay, you continuously
so
put up.
With you saying that, Kanye doesn't have no homecoming. Jay-Z has no homecoming.
Kanye has, what is that, Sunday church service?
Yeah, he does.
That's huge.
Okay.
Bro, he went to, I'm pretty sure, I don't even know the facts. He go to Africa to do that?
No, he went to Africa one time.
And that's when he did that?
No. Like now he does it in L.A. He does it in L.A. in different areas.
There you go.
It's always secret.
Like that is a legend to me. I'm a big Kanye fan too, so I represent him. I'm not discrediting what they've all done, Rihanna and Chris Brown. I'm not discrediting them, but I need to.
You're saying they need to do more.
I need to see something more.
Okay.
I need to see something that's gonna be like, God damn.
So Drake's not a living legend.
Drake is a living legend.
What? Oh, how is Drake a living legend? But Chris Brown and Rihanna are not.
Shout out OVO.
What? How does that make any sense?
I think that's okay.
What?
I think opinion on Drake is a little bit biased because I'm from the six. Of course. But at the same time, I want you to look at what Drake is continuing to do.
And Chris Brown has been doing. Chris Brown and Rihanna have been doing it since 16 years old, same age as Drake. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna tell me that they're not living legends?
I feel like. What? Like I said, I might be biased.
Do you see what Rihanna's doing with Fenty right now?
But I respect it. I respect it. But God. I feel like.
I'm hurting.
I feel like Drake has done a bit more
with music.
Not necessarily
with music.
Not just music. Not just music though. With his business,
his brand,
his empire. I feel like.
What? So Rihanna doesn't have a brand with Fenty? She's doing all this other stuff.
Drake has his own brand. His own. OVO is Drake. It's not Fenty by Rihanna.
Yes, it is. What?
That's what I'm saying. What? OVO is his own thing.
Fenty with Rihanna.
No, it's Fenty with Rihanna. What? Fenty's a brand on its own. That's what I'm trying to say. Fenty's a brand on its own. This man made his own brand.
Okay, Black Pyramids. Wrong. Black Pyramids. That's Chris Brown. What? What? Black Pyramids. A lot of people like Black Pyramids.
A lot of people like Black Pyramids.
And just like a lot of people like OVO.
I don't see
just
it.
Because you don't see it, it I doesn't mean it. That it's not
you
successful.
See Black Pyramid? I never said it's not successful.
Stop it.
Do you see Black Pyramid as much as you see OVO? Be honest.
I'm going to say no, but
I do you see OVO more than Fenty with Rihanna?
Fenty's up there, man. Fenty's up. Stop it.
But what do you see more? You got to think.
I don't know. I might say Fenty because it's not clothing. It's makeup stuff. Girls are going crazy for Fenty.
I hear you.
What are you talking about?
I hear you.
So how is Drake a living legend and Rihanna and Chris Brown aren't? That's ridiculous.
Really?
That's ridiculous. No, I like Drake, but come on.
Really?
Come on. I'm saying Drake is a living legend as well.
So you're just mad at the fact that I don't agree with the Rihanna and Chris
How
Brown
is Rihanna situation? And Chris Brown not?
Because I don't see
You know
it.
What? We might have to have a part two with this one.
Man.
But I want you guys to chime in. I need to know. Do you guys think Chris Brown and Rihanna are legends in this game right now today? Or do you think they need to do a little bit more? Please hit me up. All Males, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, wherever. I'm heated right now.
This guy actually is.
I'm heated.
I don't see why. I think they're all successful artists.
But you're trying to say that they're not living legends, and you're saying that Drake is?
I don't. Because you know why?
All three of them are.
Do you know why? Because I see Drake more than I see Chris Brown. I see Drake more than I see Rihanna.
Maybe because you're just not following them.
No, I follow them.
What do you mean you're not seeing them?
I don't see.
Off of the fact alone that you didn't even know that Chris Brown was coming out with a new album shows me that you're sleeping.
Facts. I wouldn't say I'm sleeping, but I mean, Right, and like, you know,
he
what?
Just came out with a video that you didn't even know about.
I'm about to watch that video.
Yeah, you go watch that video. But we're going to conclude this episode. I want to hear from you guys. Don't be shy, because we need to have this discussion.
I love Chris Brown. That's why I put that out
there. Say that one more time.
Yo, but like, people who know me know that I love and respect Chris Brown. They know that.
You should see how I'm looking at this man right now. Disgusted. We're just going to end it right there. I'm sick. This is All Mills. This is Matthew.
Yeah, I'm out.
This is the Nightcap. It's Chris Brown and Rihanna, living legends. The Nightcap. The Nightcap.
All Mills, baby.
The Nightcap.